Every day, 3,000 borrowers default on federal student loans. That amounts to a serious unpaid bill for the government to the tune of $137 billion. For decades, the government has tried to get borrowers to pay up by hiring debt collection agencies to call and send letters. But as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, a new controversial strategy to collect on student loan debt is being ramped up in Philadelphia.
On Adrienne McNally's 49th birthday in January, she heard a knock on the door of her modest Northeast Philly row home.
I mean, they actually paid somebody to come out and serve me papers on a Saturday afternoon. Knocking at the door, I went to the door and he goes, "Sorry," just handed me the papers.
The government was suing her over the unpaid loans. Definitely an unwelcome birthday gift, but it's also an example of an experimental program the federal government has quietly brought to Philadelphia. If debt collectors don't work, officials are now suing to recover unpaid student loans.
Your whole body heats up with frustration because I'm so frustrated over all this. It's been so many years that they've been sending me mail and threatening me on the phone.
She filed for bankruptcy in 2006 and cleared out all of her creditors except for the student loans, which are nearly impossible to discharge in bankruptcy. Before being sued, she was on a $130 a month payment plan, but she says that became unmanageable.
You're bringing up two kids and you're putting out that extra $130 a month. It really squeezes you.
Over the past decade, no more than 20 borrowers were sued every year for federal student loans in Philadelphia. But in the past 2 years, McNally and more than 200 others have faced lawsuits for falling behind on payments. Most of them are low-income residents like McNally. She took out the loans to go to beauty school in the 1980s, but it never worked out. The consequences of these suits are big. In nearly every one of them, the borrower loses and the government wins. And what do they win? A lien on their assets.
I describe a lien as like a marker on the house.
Jennifer Schultz is an attorney with Community Legal Services of Philadelphia. She says if the borrower owns a home like McNally, it's like house handcuffs. They feel trapped. Because if they try to move, some of the proceeds will go to the federal government.
And so anytime a person tries to do a transaction involving their house, a new mortgage, a refinance, or if they try to sell it, they're going to be expected that they clear up any debt that's attached to that house.
Officials at the Department of Education and the Department of Justice would only communicate through written statements. What they told me is suing is their last option. They can already garnish wages, take income tax returns, and divert Social Security and disability benefits to student loan debt. Officials said they sue only when those methods don't work and when debt collectors are not successful. Still, they confirmed that in recent years, they've taken more than 5,400 student loan borrowers to court nationwide, but not by themselves. In Philadelphia, the government has hired a law firm that specializes in foreclosures and winning liens to carry out these suits. Critics call them a foreclosure mill. But those who work in the debt collection business say their work is diverse and shouldn't be demonized.
The lawyer who would portray that as predatory would be the first one to try to collect the support judgment for the little old lady.
Drew Salomon doesn't do student loan suits, but has spent his whole career as a debt collection attorney. He says the little old ladies deserve to have what they're owed back just as much as the government does. And he says some of the student loan borrowers are playing catch me if you can. So sometimes you gotta sue.
It's to try to awaken the avoider from their slumber.
But the end result of these suits, the liens, can be seriously threatening to borrowers. That's according to Joanna Darkus. She's an attorney who works in the student loan team at the National Consumer Law Center.
Fighting against these lawsuits is actually a matter of housing preservation. And for folks who are already living on the margins financially, the fear of losing that house can be palpable.
Once a lien is in place, the government can force a sale. Officials say that's super rare and it hasn't happened yet in Philadelphia, but advocates worry that with the lawsuit program expected to keep expanding, it's a very real possibility. Schultz, the attorney with Community Legal Services, says it's even more worrisome when you look at who is on the other side of these suits. People who took out small loans in the 1970s and 80s, a backlog of debt the government hopes to make into repayment revenue.
you're not talking about doctors and lawyers. You're talking about people who went to community colleges and trade schools, and maybe they were able to get themselves into secure jobs, but it seems like that many of them may not be paying those bills because their life didn't turn out that way.
Some are also concerned that the lawsuits are happening so fast that they might be ensnaring the wrong people. That's the situation Kevin Hatch says he's in. He's a part-time mechanic who owns a small house in Strawberry Mansion. He was recently sued by that foreclosure law firm on behalf of the federal government over a $3,000 student loan debt. But here's the thing. He says it has nothing to do with him.
I don't have that kind of money laying around to fork up like that.
In 1988, when the suit says he took out the loan, Hatch says he was working as a transmission repairman in Delran, New Jersey, not going to school.
I can understand them trying to get their money, but they're barking up the wrong tree. They're pursuing the wrong person.
But for the people who do legitimately owe back student loan debts, is it really worth it for the government? It's unclear what their return on investment is. Officials haven't yet responded to a request looking for a breakdown of what they're paying the private lawyers versus what they're recovering. But debt collector lawyer Salomon says it's likely worth it to them.
I think it's called loaves and fishes. If you cast enough bread upon the water, then some fishes nibble at it.
And there won't be a fish supply problem anytime soon, since more than 8 million people are currently behind on their federal student loans. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.